Begin the current dav mesechtes moed cotton dav chav to begin the menal begin tes masla begin with the gemara she kafanis ask me b'day where they already were gauged with him on the yomtiv. Shumah says if someone died on the yomtiv before the yomtiv, they don't have to be busy with him after yomtiv because they already were busy with him over the yomtiv. Which what are they busy? There's no avelus. It's regarding tanchum and consolation the bracha b'shura. They made the bracha of the menachem avelim when they pass in the row. Now the rit that he explains in Habra, where because they already had done over Yom Tov regarding the Sudas Habra, the meal that they give him out on the street, Chelka Maxim of Vitri's disagrees with the Maxim of Vitri. Shapish Bashem Rash, where he explains the name Rashi Shal Yom, that he said Sheinosh Mavra Beragel that actually would not make the Suda on the Yom Tov. The reason is Chelka Avel because no laws of mourning, and that's related to because of mourning. And Ulaacha Regel Namely Yasu, but additionally you don't do it after the Yom Tov either. Chelka Butla Suda Rishonah because you already missed out the first meal. Do you say that the Suda is on the Yomtiv because it's considered like engaging of the public regarding the laws of money that we said it is on the regal? Or would it be after the Yomtiv because the Shema in is good? Maybe the Suda is not regarding what they, has to be engaged from the public. Since an individual can make the Suda. And parenthetically, says, this Suda is later on because call Yom Rishon Asalach Mashalai. It's the whole first day of morning that he can eat from his souls. Even if he eats two times during the daytime. So the coming Gemara, so the Gemara doesn't say the first meal, Yom Rishon had the first day, and therefore it has nothing to do just with the first meal. The next test must begin with the Gemara, Shleish Yom Acharenim, the last 3 days, in Rav is asking him, the public does not have to be busy with him. Pishper Tesis says that the same thing, that they don't have to be busy with him, because they already did their share of seven, the Malach Tinas Al-Dechem said it would be that his work would be done through others, even in the house of the mourner, because for that we really consider it as if the Shabbat is over. He says, even 1 day, one hour, that if they already turned over the beds, and then it's done. We know throughout Shas, Rabbi Yechanan, halachic is not Mishnah, like an anonymous Mishnah. And the Mishnah said on Daf Yud Tes that it's specifically 3 days. So, like Rava ruled, how could he say, like the Talacham and the Braisa, that even turn over the bed 1 hour, that you wouldn't have to turn it over after the Yamtib? He says, to begin with the Gemara, Machag, Shibu, Kapir, Chagechem lo Evel, just like the Yom Tov is 7 days, so too is that of the Avelis, which Tosfos Yerushalmi Daik, the Yerushalmi analyzes and says, Eimishmoyin, that maybe it should be 8 days, Kishmoyin Bechag, like the 8 days of Sukkot, which has 8 days. Trying to think, the Yerushalmi answers the Shemin Rekbuf Neazmai, who know the 8 days of Sukkot, the 8th day, is its own Yom Tov, and therefore there is also only really 7 days. Now, what's the Mubiyas lo Evel of Eil B'Shabbos Yom? We find Bereishis known that by Yosef and Yaakov, that they made a mourning for his father 7 days, you see there clearly. So lematzlasu, you know, you couldn't bring that as a proof because the husband over there couldn't kvura. Actually, those days of mourning was actually before burial, and we do it after burial. The Yishalmi answers no, because the ain't made mekudim matan Torah that you cannot learn that from something that was before matan Torah, which was the story with Yaakov and Yosef. And the husband Yishalmi might say kura tuba. There, the Yishalmi brings mekudim from Sukkim regarding learning out from the yomtiv that it's 7 days. You know, you can say some after beginning with the gemara. Malkum shat meitzi yochid make up a rab machmir. Whenever you find that the individual is lenient and the majority are machmir, we go like the rab, which says the truth is bohadin yochid machmir, rab mekilim. What I mean, it's actually the other way too. Even if the yochid is machmir, the rab mekil, the halacha would be kerabim. So let's say some shem the yochid mekil. Since here we wanted to say the law that you nick of a morning, that even if an individual is lenient, that we would say the halacha is like the mekil for avelus. So nakarach, we say the inverse regarding all other halachas that no, then we would generally go like the rab. But the truth is, we go like the rab, even if they're mekil, not just machmir. However, so it says the words of Debre Maschel that every place is loved Davka, not so precise, because Rahat Makim is placed with Debre Yachad. Many places in Shas, we find the ruling is like that of the individual Tana. And Behechad Ed Me'emar, wherever it's said that it's said, but when it's not said, you're right, then we go like the Rab. But moreover, because the Be'erib, we find that by the laws of Erib, we say that the Halacha is Kedibre Mekalat, like Abedam, even regards to the Rab. So it's just not Kal Makim, it's not only here regarding Abel, it's also Debre Erib. Me, however, says regarding that, Hosam Hain Rabbi Shulman Levi, that's like Rabbi Shulman Levi, Rabbi Yechanan, which is Perek Mitzvah Tura, even the member of Manalov. So you could say that actually is Kal Makim, because Rabbi Yechanan always holds like Rabbim, including Erev, because he does not necessarily hold that teaching of Rabbi Shulman Levi. He next says, Nasta Begin with the Gemara Yechidahi, that it's a Das Yachid, and so he explains, although in the Bryce it was written as Chachamim, but again, it's that of a Yachid. Next says, Nasta Begin with the Gemara Eberkaim. Said Eva is still alive. In other words, he says, "Adan l'shebesuch al Eva," meaning, "What are you asking regarding my mother? I still didn't answer you regarding Eva." Kach pesh because that's what Rashi explains. Now, it says this because it's difficult because Shoyel Rebchia Loimar, Rebchia should have said, "Imcha kayemes," He should have asked him, is your mother alive? But like, Amy, why do you say mama, mother? The mashma Amish Rabbi actually sounds like Rabbi's mother. But like, more with the Rav, like, Abba, Rav should have responded, if it was talking about his own father, he should have said, Abba, but like, the of Bishim Avi, shouldn't have called his father by his own name of Avi. So it says, when they were Timshir Rachgar, that the Rabbi Nachman's gear was, Amalei, that he said to him, Abakayim, is father alive? Amalei, he says, Abakayim, yeah, father's alive. Imakayim, is his mother alive? Amalei, Imakayim, says, yeah, mother's alive. Pierce, what does that mean? Rabbi Yeshua of the Imar. Rabbi was asking on his own father and mother. But Rabbi Yeshua of the Im Shaloi, and Rabbi was responding regarding that his own father and mother was alive. So Abba was his father, and he was saying Abba, his own father, not Rabbi's father. So then he could infer, obviously, that his parents are not alive. Now, Elon actually would have to ask, wait a second, if that's the case, like Rabbi Nachmanel, Malon Ulema, what do we have to say to Rav, who the Gemara makes a whole preface that Rav was the nephew of Rabbi Chiya, or Barachse, he was also a nephew from his brother and his sister. Bishlam Perish Rishon, and according to the first interpretation, that of Rashi, he view, it brought this preface, let me to tell you, my relationship to Rabbi Chiya, I love Ali Mishalab. It just comes and tells why Rabbi Chiya asking and inquiring regarding the father and mother of Rav, because he was related to them. So he says, no, even this, according to this interpretation, we could also explain very well why it was necessary to say. We shouldn't say, okay, Rav didn't want to tell him regarding what Rabbi's parents were. But why did he respond regarding his own father and mother? He could have responded, he could have said any random person that is still alive. But now, that's what coming to tell. Because he was responding to him because his own parents were the siblings of Rabbi. He wanted to tell him some good news. The late limit that he shouldn't tell him, say a basal crime, go tell their relatives. Why tell me about some random people? Oh, you tell me about my brother and sister. Oh, I'm happy to hear that they're alive. But he didn't want to tell him that his own parents were not alive. I mean, like we find in the beginning of Gimel Beis, that when he said something that, because he didn't want to say bad news, something that is not relevant regarding humans, he said, say a basal crime, go tell it to the horses and to the donkeys. What are you telling me? So he didn't want to tell him something random. That's why he told him about his own siblings. Now, Beishka, some of the gears of the Omalei Abba Kayim, when he tells them his father alive, Omalei Imakim, he says, mother's alive. Amalei Imakim says his mother alive. This is Amalei Abakim says his father's alive. Ukapisha ben Chanal. That's like the interpretation of Ben Chanal. Okay, Inshapisha ben Chanal, Gizra ben Chanal. Just like we explained Ben Chanal according to the Gizra ben Chanal had, which was uniform, not a contradictory. It was Abba, Abba, Ima, Ima, not Abba, Ima, Ima, Abba. Now, which the interpretation is, Rabbi Chiyah Yishoyla of the Ima Shalai. Like we said, Rabbi Chiyah was asking regarding his own father and mother. But Umeshah Allah of the Ima Shalatim, and he was answering regarding his own father and mother. Now, Mashalahi mentioned like my Girsa Ben Chan. So, according to that Girsa, why didn't answer it like the Ben Chan's Girsa was? When he said father, he should say father and mother, he means his own mother. Because if he would have said, when he asked him his father alive, which means his own father, he would have said father's alive, which means his own father, it wouldn't have worked so well. Mishum Dabba Mashma, it would have sounded like Shemesh Allah Shalab Chiyah. It would have sounded like that he's answering on Rabbi Chiyah's father. Because Rav was Rugged Likris Avi Aviv Abba. He called his Papa. He called his grandfather the same as you would say father. So if he said father's alive, he'd say father's alive. He would think it actually means, and that wasn't the case, and they didn't want to mislead him. So then he had to say mother's alive, which obviously meant his own mother. And therefore, then he would realize that, oh, he's responding on his own parents, and that his own parents were not alive. And therefore, didn't keep it like the Gezer Ben Chanal uniform, rather switched it up.